Purishas tu ekaha kurvan karmani janma bihi yatha gunans tu prakriter yugapat kramasho piva Bhavati Purishastreka. Yeah, that's verse number 10 on the... Okay. You don't really... All right, I'll read the verse and then we'll go on to the... I'm sorry. Text number 9. Translation is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is one. Whether he alone acts with the modes of material nature or simultaneously expands in many forms or expands consecutively to direct the modes of nature. Text number 10. Vichikshitan etan me bravitu bhagavan yatha Shabde Brahmani Nishnataha Parasmings Cha Bhavan Kalu Vichikshitam Etanme Bhavitu Bhagavan Yatha Shabde Brahmani Nishnata Parasmingscha Bhavan Kalu Vichikshitam Etanme Bravitu Bhagavan Yatha Shabde Brahmani Nishnata Parasmingscha Bhavan Kalu Vichikshitam, doubtful inquiry. Etat, this. Me, of me. Bravitu, just clear up. Bhagavan, powerful like the Lord. Yatha, as much as. Shabde, sound transcendental. Brahmani, Vedic literature. Nishnataha, fully realized. Parasmin, in transcendence. Cha, also. Bhavan, your good self. Kalu, as a matter of fact. Translation. Kindly clear up all these doubtful inquiries, because you are not only vastly learned in the Vedic literatures and self-realized in transcendence, but are also a great devotee of the Lord and are therefore as good as the Personality of Godhead. Responsively, please repeat. Kindly clear up all these doubtful inquiries. Because you are not only vastly learned in the Vedic literatures and self-realized in transcendence, but are also a great devotee of the Lord, and are therefore as good as the Personality of Godhead, purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said that the Supreme Absolute Truth, Govinda, the Personality of Godhead, although one without a second, is infallibly expanded by innumerable forms, non-different from one another. And although he is the original person, he is still ever young, with permanent youthful energy. He is very difficult to know simply by learning the transcendental science of the Vedas, but he is very easily realized by his pure devotees. This is a big purport, and I'm going to go through it step by step, because even otherwise it's very deep, but right now I'm very shallow, so this first reference here in the first paragraph is from the Brahma Samhita. There's a few verses referred to here. I think most appropriately, Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. We need to use all our faculties to understand our relationship with Lord Krishna. He is the summum bonum, the purpose of our existence, to know him. So we need to use our intelligence as far as it will take us. Of course, the example is given of a light bulb. One light bulb may be 40 watts, one may be 60 watts, one may be 100 watts. But if it's burning to its capacity, then that light bulb is perfectly utilized. And similarly, all of us, to whatever degree we can assimilate the knowledge of transcendence, we must apply our faculty of intelligence. But ultimately, God cannot be known simply by academic scrutiny. He can only be known by his mercy, by his pure devotee. Yavanarta udapane sarvata sampalutodake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanataha. You can go through all the Vedas. There is an underlying purpose there. And if one can achieve that purpose by getting the shelter and getting the mercy of a self-realized soul, then his life is perfect. Adurlabham Atma Bhaktau. Durlabha meaning very difficult to know Krishna. He is unlimited. He is within every atom. He is the source of all the cosmos. So vast. And scholars do attempt to know him by their academic scrutiny, by their rote knowledge. But only his pure devotee, he reveals himself fully to his pure devotee. The expansions of different forms of the Lord, as from Krishna to Baladev to Sankarshan, from Sankarshan to Vasudev, from Vasudev to Aniruddha, from Aniruddha to Pradyumna, and then again to the second Sankarshan, and from him to the Narayan Purusha avatars, and the innumerable other forms which are compared to the constant flowing of the unaccountable waves of a river, are all one and the same. They are like lamps of equal power which kindle from one lamp to another. Again, this is a reference to various verses in Brahma Samhita basically Krishna is of course we are the devotees are very much attracted to Krishna and his Dwarka Leela, his Vrindavan Leela, his pastimes with his devotees. But as we read Srimad Bhagavatam from the first canto up through the tenth, we realize how this same sweet personality who plays with his cowherd boyfriends and the gopis, he's the origin of creation. And there's a great science of understanding how he develops the creation. He expands himself. Of course, Vrindavanam Paritya Japadam Ekam Nagachati. Krishna is as the Adi Rup, Adi Purusha. He never leaves Vrindavan. He's simply, Prabhupada described once, that you never see a picture of Krishna doing any work. He's always playing, always enjoying. Anandamaya Vyasat. He's always enjoying transcendental rasa. But at the same time, he's controlling everything within the cosmos, and how he does that is explained through his various expansions, his Purusha avatars and multifarious incarnations, expansions. So it's a great science, and of course devotees are not, especially in our Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, we're expected to understand this science to as much a degree as we can and to be able to present it. Prabhupada did not want us to be dull. So we have to study and teach. By teaching, one's study becomes realized. But ultimately, of course, the real quality is our bhakti, our devotion. Why are we studying? Why are we teaching? Why are we sharing with other people? Because we want them to ultimately enjoy Krishna's love, and of course more appropriately, more immediately for all of us, we want people to enjoy Srila Prabhupada's love. Srila Prabhupada was a great scholar. Srila Prabhupada was a brilliant preacher. Srila Prabhupada was a powerful organizer. Srila Prabhupada was the greatest acharya in modern times. But at the same time, he was a humble teacher, a humble preacher, a humble devotee, a kind, generous soul who saved us all. So we want people to appreciate that, Srila Prabhupada. The Vedas say that he is so complete that even though the whole complete identity emanates from him, he still remains the same complete whole. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vashishyate. This is in reference to the verse in Ishopanishad where it is explained, and it's a very clear, straightforward, but profound refutation of the idea that God is only impersonal energy. We know Vedanti tat tatta vidas tattam yajnanam adhyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabyate. That he is realized in three aspects, and the supermost aspect is Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here is explained that although so many complete units emanate from him, he remains the complete balance. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that God is Purnam, perfect and complete, and he must have everything that is there in his creation. He cannot be less than his creation in any way. The creation is an emanation from the origin. So, in the creation, we find individual personal existence. We find impersonal energy also. But our experience is that the impersonal energy is subordinate to the personal energy. Just like we have a glass of water. Now, this glass of water is not going to talk to me much, I don't think. A week ago I wasn't sure, but it's basically impersonal energy. It's God's energy. Has no individual existence. I'm a person. I can control this glass of water as long as my hand is steady here. I can pour it into my mouth without dribbling all over my chest. Oh, it's subordinate. So within God also, Krishna, within his personal existence, there's both personal and impersonal. But the impersonal is always subordinate to the personal feature of God. So, Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishute. Thus he remains a mystery. As such, there's no validity in a material conception of the Lord produced by the mental speculator. Thus he always remains a mystery for the mundane scholar, even if he is vastly learned in Vedic literatures. So Krishna reserves the right to be known by his unalloyed devotees. He will give knowledge of Brahman. He will even give knowledge of Paramatma. He will give people mystic siddhis. He will give so many things to those who apply themselves with great austerity. Krishna will give yayata mam prapadyante. But he only gives himself fully to someone who has given himself fully to Krishna. He's very, very responsive to love, to pure love, Radharani's love, to the devotee's love for Radharani. Therefore, in Vrindavan, everyone, it's very interesting. Vrindavan is very, very interesting place. And the Brijabasis are very special people. And they've seen it all. They've seen all the big Kathankars, they've seen all the big Swamis and Babas and preachers and etc. They're nonplussed by any of them because they've seen it all. But when we took Srila Prabhupada after his Mahasamadhi on Parikrama around Vrindavan, all the residents of Vrindavan came out to offer their last respects to Srila Prabhupada. Because They had such deep love and respect for Srila Prabhupada. Maybe they have a hard time with his American Vaishnavas, Malecha. But they love Srila Prabhupada. He's one of them. He's a Brijabasi. They know him as a genuine, enlightened soul. So it's the same thing. Krishna is really attracted by his pure devotees, not by those who try to know him simply by scholarship. They may be very good. Yeanye Vrivindaksha Vimuktamaninas Tvayasta Bhavadavi Shuddha Buddhaya. Although they're very proud and thinking that they're liberated, and they may have many opulences, but unless they get the mercy of a pure devotee of Krishna, it's all srama eva hi kevalam, simply useless labor. One cannot have any clear conception of the Lord or his holy name, form, attributes, pastimes, unless one is engaged in his transcendental loving service. There's just no substitute for devotional service. I was reading an essay by Srila Prabhupada written in 1960-61. And there he describes that the genuine spiritual aspirant must approach a practical spiritual master who will engage him in practical devotional service so that he can achieve practical love of Godhead. He used the word practical about four or five times. So, chagale kina kai pagale kina bale, what a goat won't eat and what a fool won't say. People can say anything they like, but Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. We need to be practically engaged by Srila Prabhupada in pure devotional service, as was explained very lucidly by him some 25 years ago. And we have to follow that process very systematically, very steadily. There's no ambiguity. There's no need for being bewildered. We simply have to follow Mahajano Yena Gatasa Pandaha in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. The statement of the Bhagavad Gita that one must first of all surrender unto the Lord, being freed from all other engagement, means that one must become a pure, unconditional devotee of the Lord. Only then can one know him by the strength of devotional service. Maharaj Parikshit admitted in the previous verse that the Lord is inconceivable even for the greatest learned scholars. Why then should he again request Sukadeva Goswami to clarify his insufficient knowledge about the Lord? The reason is clear. Not only was Sukadeva Goswami vastly learned in the Vedic literatures, but he was also a great self-realized soul and a powerful devotee of the Lord. A powerful devotee of the Lord is, by the grace of the Lord, more than the Lord himself. The personality of Godhead, Sri Ramachandra, attempted to bridge the Indian Ocean to reach the island of Lanka, but Sri Hanumanji, the unalloyed devotee of the personality of Godhead, could cross the ocean simply by jumping over it. The Lord is so merciful upon his pure devotee that he presents his beloved devotee as more powerful than himself. The Lord expressed himself to be unable to save Durvasa Muni, although the Muni was so powerful that he could reach the Lord directly under material conditions. But Durvasa Muni was saved by Maharaj Ambarish, a devotee of the Lord. Therefore, not only is a devotee of the Lord more powerful than the Lord, but also worship of the devotees is considered more effective than direct worship of the Lord. Madhvakta puja vyadika. So, something that is clear to all of us, certainly very dear to me, that my spiritual life hinges on how I can serve the Vaishnavas. I want Krishna to accept me. I want Krishna to forgive me for all my sins. But how can I expect any love or compassion for Krishna from Krishna if I'm not able to serve his devotees, if I'm not able to be forgiven for my sins by the Vaishnavas? How can I expect Krishna to forgive me? So, very, very important. Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnur aradhanam param. Of all kinds of worship, the aradhana of Vishnu is the highest. There's so many. Tantis krodh. 33 million demigods. So many things to worship in the world. But the highest worship is worship of Krishna or Vishnu. But as Lord Shiva, the greatest Vaishnava, is discussing with his wife, tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samarchanam, there's one thing higher than worship of God, and that's worship of God's pure devotee. So, of course, there are various degrees of pure devotee, but we should take the humble position, the low position, that everybody is my worshipable Vaishnava, and try to execute our devotional service free from aparads and serve the Vaishnavas. That will bring Srila Prabhupada great pleasure, and if we can bring pleasure to Srila Prabhupada, then we will get the mercy of Radharani. The conclusion is, therefore, that a serious devotee must first approach a spiritual master who not only is well-versed in the Vedic literatures, but is also a great devotee with factual realization of the Lord and his different energies. Without the help of such a devotee spiritual master, one cannot make progress in the transcendental science of the Lord. And a bona fide spiritual master like Sukadeva Goswami does not speak about the Lord only in the matter of his internal potencies, but also explains how he associates with his external potencies. The Lord's pastimes in the internal potency are displayed in his activities in Vrindavan, but his external potential works are directed in his features of Karana Dakshaya Vishnu, Garbha Dakshaya Vishnu, and Shira Dakshaya Vishnu. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur offers his good counsel to the interested Vaishnavas when he says that they should not be interested in hearing only about the Lord's activities like Raslila, but must be keenly interested in his pastimes and his features of the Purusha avatars in connection with Srishti Tattva, creational functions, following the examples of Maharaj Parikshit, the ideal disciple, and Sukadeva Goswami. the ideal spiritual master. So it's a very great privilege for me and thrill for me. I was born here some 30 years, 31 years ago, in front of Rukmini Dwarkadish. And I'm very happy to be here again. I want to thank you all. Srila Prabhupada ki.